Now, 43-year-old Lech Sidor from Eastern Moravia was promised a job as a masseur in a rehabilitation center. When the center's management found out that he was gay, it refused to employ him. Mr. Sidor took his case to court and won. As Dita Asiedu reports, this is a landmark case in the Czech Republic, where a court has never before ruled on a sexual orientation discrimination case.
70,000 crowns in damages, that's around $3,200, and an apology. That's what Lech Sidor, who is now a manual labourer in a private company, has been awarded. One of the reasons why Mr. Sidor had the courage to take his case to court was that the company that refused to employ him did not even try to hide the reason why.
When I spoke to the director, he looked me straight in the eye and told me that he cannot afford to employ me because I am gay.
In court, the Beskydy Rehabilitation Center claimed someone who was better qualified had applied for the job. But after the ruling, its spokesperson, Tomáš Želásko, admitted that the center feared that its clients would react negatively to a gay masseur.
We have employees who are of a different sexual orientation, but they work in places where the elderly, for example, wouldn't be bothered. We object to the fact that we're not permitted to ask during job interviews whether the applicant drinks alcohol or takes drugs or what his sexual orientation is.
Though Mr. Sidor was the first to go to court, gay and lesbian organizations say he is not the only one to have been rejected by employers on the grounds of sexual preference. Tereza Kodíčková of the Gay and Lesbian League welcomes the court ruling and hopes Mr. Sidor's act of bravery will set a precedent.
First, we are very happy that our justice understood that sexual orientation is a cause of discrimination. Second, we are very happy that someone has finally found the strength to come out publicly and actually ask our state to say that discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation is wrong. And we do hope that in the future, more people will find the courage to come out in their jobs, so that first, the discrimination that is there will become visible, and second, that the discrimination will become reduced.
Although Mr. Sidor won his case in court, he plans to take it a step further. If the Labour Office also finds the rehabilitation centre guilty of discrimination, it can grant a fine of up to 1 million crowns.